And he's hitting the skins for us now. And that's the dude.
No, you got the rest of the lineup, which is Brian on bass. Who else?
Mike singing.
How you doing?
And your name is?
Who's that, me?
Yeah.
My name's Josh.
Okay.
What's
Josh,
your name?
You been drinking too much of that Joe Cola stuff?
Joe Cola. That's who mentioned that last time.
So tell us, the album is a worldwide deal. When should the album be out in this winter?
Yeah, they say.
All right, now what kind of, is it a big, are there other songs that weren't on the demo any different? Are they in another direction or what? Are they heavy or slow or what?
Yeah, and I don't know, it's... Yeah, more complex.
Now, before you got this deal, there were other labels looking at you. What happened to the Megaforce thing? Did that sort of fade out, or weren't you?
Megaforce is, like, concentrating on Anthrax, and, you know, that's pretty much their scene now. Crazed Management doesn't want anything to do with anybody else. So, you know, we tried with them. We talked to Metal Blade, and we're going to be on Metal Massacre number 9, too, that we worked that out.
What song?
But Road Racer was better. I don't know. We'll probably write a song for that.
Okay.
Only new song, yeah.
How do bands go ahead and get on that compilation? You just send them a tape, and they liked it?
They called us.
Yeah, they did. They called us. I think somebody traded it to them. Somebody got it, and they called us.
So it's going to be Metal Massacre 9, then I guess that's going to be coming out after or before the album?
I don't know really.
We definitely got the contract in our hand.
That's in California, you know. We don't know what's going on with that.
How about live shows? Are you going to be doing some now or before after the album comes out?
Actually, we're going to be playing when we go down to Florida.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple gigs in Florida. We just played Lemoore's a couple weeks ago. No need to talk about that, though, but... And we were going to do something close to home. We were going to do a local gig, but now we're going to go to the studio before the gig was actually going to happen, so that's not going to happen now.
Now, I know Tad's a big underground personality. He played with Primeval, and he's just, like, basically God on drums. He's going to give Gene Hoagland a run for his money, I guarantee it.
No doubt. Gene Hoagland was definitely happy when he came down and saw us.
Yeah, yeah. Gene Hoagland's a friend of ours.
Very cool guy.
Now, I was going to say something to Tad. What was I going to say to Ted? Oh, how is it different? Here, just move a little. How's it different from playing an all-out thrash band like Primeval and coming into Toxic where you got to do new stuff? Was it hard to learn the stuff?
Well, it's a lot more precise, and it has to be a lot more on the money. The stuff that isn't necessarily as fast, but it's really put together.
It's complex.
It's arranged in a lot, you know, more formulated ways, and it's more important to be tight.
What happened with the old drummer? Musical or personal differences?
He was signing autographs, man.
He was?
Yeah. He's a good guy. And
too concerned with being a rock star.
Yeah, he was, you know, different direction. He was still, you know, into the rock star scene. He was out signing autographs and, you know.
He was actually signing autographs?
14-year-olds.
Who did he say he was? Dave Mustaine?
No, he just said he was Sal, but, you know, it wasn't cutting it. And... You know, he was so busy out signing autographs, he wasn't, you know, learning his parts.
Did he go the full 9 yards and do the old socks down the pants trick?
No socks. No socks allowed in this band.
The producers were pretty happy that he's out of the band, too.
Yeah.
Not too happy with
that. That helped
the
demo us get the deal.
Who's the producer that you're going to be working with he's talking about?
Dan Johnson. Right.
He's done who? Sabotage and who else? Crimson
Glory? No, he didn't do Sabotage. Sabotage recorded in Morris Sound.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He did
the first
album.
Steel. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a real polished sound.
All right,
he's a good producer.
We're going to hear is this song going to be on the album?
No, this is something live. It's not going to make the record. We, you know, maybe the next record, but it's an old song. Anybody out there who knows us and listening is going to catch a goof.
Yeah, old bass player wrote the words to it.
Yeah, this is called Straight Razor.
Where was this recorded?
It's live. It's from a board.
Okay.